Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Gas.
What's up? Wow. First live show back from Skankfest New Orleans, everybody.
Yes.
If you were there, you know.
What a weekend. I'm still recovering. You can hear it in my voice still.
Yeah, Dave died.
Dave's dead.
Dave is not with us tonight, but of course, to my left as always, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Dave has the immunity of a three-year-old in Africa.
Yeah, Dave's got AIDS.
Dave can't stop getting sick. Holy shit.
I've never seen a sicklier boy. Yeah. How's he supposed to run our country if this guy can't make it to a once-a-week job?
Yeah, you know how they like do like the health thing with the president? They're like, is the president hell? Is he even in? Yeah. Dave is not in good enough health to be president.
Yeah, he wouldn't pass the physical. I, of course, am Big J Okerson, and we are the legendary Legion of Skanks.
My facial hair is coming back in, everyone. I will stop looking like a turtle any day now.
The mustache is coming back.
Yeah.
And your chin beard.
No, I keep that shaven.
Always?
Yeah. You're not even my friend, you cunt.
You can tell me you never have hair here on your chin.
Not for 3 years.
Get the fuck out of here. Find evidence, G Mike, please, that this has been a thing as of recent.
Please.
Please.
We have an incredible show planned. I'm very excited about the show.
Yeah? Do you want to bring up our first guest?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, we love him. He's a very good friend of the show. Legendary DJ and a hilarious comedian from the Likeable Comedy Tour. Put your hands together for Cypha Sound.
What's up, fuck faces?
What's up, Cypha? Yeah, yeah.
These ain't on.
They're not. Make sure his headphones are on.
God damn it.
He's the one guy whose ones and twos need to be on.
Check it out.
That we know.
One, two.
Nah. They don't even fucking work.
They don't fucking
to work. To a DJ? You guys look like fucking idiots.
No, I'm sorry, Cypha.
I'm sorry. We have a very white crew. They don't understand the needs of a DJ.
They did work right before the show. I do promise you.
No, I know.
Can you not talk back to Cypha Sounds?
Oh, I guess it's Cypha Sounds' fault.
Do you know?
Oh, I guess he's the shithead then. Oh, my bad. I must have directed it the wrong way.
How's it my fault?
I
want to cue up the next song.
Do you know what they do in the hip-hop community to bitches who talk back?
You get struck down. You'd be done.
I would never. I apologize.
It's a very hip-hop show today, Alex. Maybe you don't understand. You best recognize.
Then me and Lewis.
Man, fuck this show.
Then me and Lewis are going to have to get flowing white suits and go, dunk, 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 dunk. Damn now, Alex, why'd you run your mouth? And then
I'm nervous that you brought me in because it is a rap show.
That's 100% the reason.
Yeah, I don't want...
You're the buffer between...
I don't want to be your fucking translator to learn G-Unit shit
Wait,
tonight.
Are you not going to translate for us?
I'll translate.
Are you going to laugh at us with them?
No, I'll translate. I already told them. I said I speak both languages, so that's why they got me.
Well, we're very, very excited to have this next guest on. You guys know him as part of the legendary G-Unit crew. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tony Yayo.
Yeah.
Got the German Lugas with them hollow tips. C-shot Lugas with them extra clips.
50 Cent, back on that gangsta shit. On my way, OT.
Yeah.
And also, Tony Ayo has his own white slave that he brings with him everywhere he goes.
Nice.
It's pretty incredible, dude.
So with these mics?
That's fucking awesome.
Cracker Unchained.
Oh, shit. Call him a white slave.
No, this is Cash, who is a
Yo, I'm
producer.
Letting y'all know I'm extremely high. I bought y'all something from my one of the dispensaries, man, right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nice.
You picked the right
if
show.
If you don't smoke or do edibles, then give it to the crowd.
No. We smoke and do edibles. Sorry, dumbasses. This is all for us, you fucking asshole. Sit there and watch us enjoy
Let's give one to the crowd.
Give it to these hot girls right here. Give it to the hot girls. Damn it. I'm sorry, hot girls.
Not these
I tried.
Guys.
Extremely hot. I don't know what I walked into.
Why you give it to them?
Cypher, I'll get you some more Cypher. Don't worry about it, man.
No, I just want those girls
to
have
it. Back here too.
Yeah, we were excited about the hot girls getting fun treats.
You gave it to the Mexican Arab dudes back here.
We don't discriminate.
Damn, man.
I
don't know what the fuck
pretty girls who wander into
bro.
The woods.
This is great.
What the fuck?
We're very happy to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Tony,
shout to everybody that's here.
Tony, you reached out to us, which is very interesting. I got a phone call from you, which I was like, what the fuck is even possibly going on
right now? I started
right
watching you guys on YouTube, because now YouTube is like the new lane for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I got my podcast coming, too. It's called The Real Report. It'll be coming out real soon. And
okay.
It's a big deal that's happening. And thank you. And I realized, like, I didn't put out music for, like, maybe, it was years. And then I just started getting on YouTube. Like, I started doing on Vlad TV and... I did Math Hoffa. I did Breakfast Club. That's his enemy, though. You know how 97.
Not no more.
They like an enemy of his is an enemy of mine. Who the fuck are we talking about right now?
New York Radio.
Who the fuck are we talking about? Cypher's my boy.
No, because when I think about New York Radio, Hot 97 and 105 was like,
fuck Hot 97.
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Get him, fucking dummy.
Oh, shit.
You know nothing about black culture.
Fuck.
Yo, he
went 92.3 K-Rock. Fuck K-Rock.
Yeah.
I haven't been on Hot 97 for 10 years, but also he's talking about Power 105. Five.
Fuck Power
105. Nah, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
It was on site in the streets with Cypher Sound Star and Buck Wild.
No, it was classic New York City radio.
Yeah, radio.
You know, to go to Hot 97, Funk Flex back then, Cypher Sounds, you know, rest in peace to Mr. C. Rest in peace to K-Slay. You know,
Isn't all of our white fans pretending to know what you're talking about?
They know.
Rest in peace, Wendy Williams.
Yo. Hey, listen. Let me be honest with you. Sometimes you can go overseas and it could be a person that's in Germany or somewhere else, and they can be white and they know as much as hip hop as a black.
You know our audience. He's in Germany.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Germany. I've been to Switzerland. We've been all around the world.
No, I think since the 90s.
You got to remember, we had Eminem.
That is true.
Right.
You know, still one of the biggest rappers in the world. Shout to him. Make some noise for Eminem, y'all.
Woo! Get some ass.
Still doing billions on Spotify.
Tony's trying
hip-hop.
To get him to be a first guest on his podcast.
Yo, listen. Exactly. Yeah, I need that. Numbers will go up.
My son loves Eminem. He, like, practices rapping Eminem now. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is your son?
12.
Oh, shit.
Yikes.
Yeah, no,
and he says all the N-words.
He says them? Because even M don't say it.
I know.
But his son...
He adds M doesn't say it.
You know what's funny? If you really listen, there's room for it in every song.
Pretty much right. The N-word is in a lot of songs.
He rewrites some
great adjectives.
But I don't know. Music breaks every barrier. So that's what I learned. We've been every place in the world, you know, thanks to Eminem, 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, you know. $1 billion worth of experiences.
How do you... What is your feelings on that with, I know it's funny, I saw Wu-Tang Clan recently, and Raekwon says ninja himself in the song. He says the word ninja.
He does?
Yep. Because he doesn't want to, like, I don't think he wants to see a pretty white audience yelling back the N-word at him. But
yeah, you pieces of shit, stop.
But I'm almost wondering what your thoughts are if someone just, like, sings. I mean, goddamn. I can think of 8 songs where, like, that word's the best part just because of rhythmically how it hits.
Yeah, and it hits hard.
Hard. Yeah. The Grave Diggers? Do you know what rhymes with Grave Diggers?
I'm grave. No.
There's only, like, 3
and
words.
They did that.
Yeah, you remember about Grave Diggers?
Yeah.
Put that Onyx shirt on right now, so you know it's hip-hop. I remember Grave Diggers right there. That was the shit.
Chris Paul.
Woo. Honestly, I think people just... Sometimes it might slip out if you, like, in a crowd and you're excited. But a lot of times when we overseas, a lot of people won't say it. Maybe because they scared of 50. I don't know. You know what I mean? But they really, really won't say it. But,
Cash, do you say it sometimes when no one's around?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Cash. I'm only friends with Cash. You know why? His family with Bob Dylan. Make some noise for Bob Dylan.
What?
Yo, stop.
Bob Dylan.
No, no. Yeah.
Yo, them girls' pussy just got so wet.
Yeah. Come on,
cha-ching.
It's the man right here. It's my guy.
Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan's too old for those chicks.
Yeah, he's like 60.
Shout to Bob Dylan, though. You want to hit this?
You met Bob Dylan?
I think Bob Dylan is listening to the show right now.
He didn't let me meet him yet.
You didn't meet Bob Dylan?
I didn't meet him.
Yale doesn't get to go to the house for parties or bar mitzvahs or anything.
I didn't get to meet him yet.
That sounds like a great barbecue.
Wait, who's the like most famous white celebrity that you met that you wouldn't think would be into you?
Joe Rogan.
Jim Carrey.
Him? Never mind.
I would say Jim Carrey.
Really? Okay, went crazy.
Yeah, that was for me. I mean, I met everybody damn near in the industry, you know, being around M and 50 Cent. So Jim Carrey, that was crazy. But some of my best, who are some of y'all favorite comedians?
I just met, can I just tell you real quick? I just met,
who?
I went to LA. I'm a big name dropper. I was hanging with Dave Chappelle.
Oh, I met Dave Chappelle too, definitely.
And yeah, there was a bunch of celebrities there.
I also met
there.
Dave Chappelle. I just want to throw it out there.
I've worked with Dave Chappelle. He still doesn't know who I am.
He doesn't know who you are at all. No, he told me.
It's crazy.
He told me he doesn't know who you are.
Really?
I went to this party and he made me get on and DJ. He made me take over this party.
Right.
And I look out in the crowd, Tom Cruise is fucking.
Nice.
Tom Cruise was rocking.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so we're saying like a celebrity.
I'm a Scientologist now.
You're crazy.
A celebrity who knew me that I was excited for, Dr. Ken Jeong from The Hangover. And
really?
Oh, shit. Epic.
And that guy, he came up, at the Comedy Cellar one time and he just like stopped in his tracks and he was like, I'm a huge fan of what you do. And for a while, I was like, he thinks I'm somebody else.
Yeah, he's bullshitting.
And they said my name and I was like, wow. And then I was like, he loves me, now I love him.
You know who knows us and who is a fan?
Tony Yayo. It's crazy.
Yes, I'm a fan. Come on.
We didn't. Gee, you know. On the meeting.
I'm having fun on this show, man.
Tony, on the meeting, no one believed him. We're like, double check.
I didn't believe Tony. I said, Tony, follow me on Instagram to prove that it's really you.
Follow you on Instagram. Instagram is the new thing, man.
He said he was getting scammed.
That's how you see everything.
I would have too. I'm like, what?
He's like, I'll do your show, but send me a deposit of $999.
No. Cypher Sales was talking mad shit back there. Yo, they going to talk mad shit, bro. What do you mean? Because you know in the hood, when you say a joke, if you don't have jokes, what do you say?
What do you say?
Your mother. And you just better pray that the person mother's not passed away or something, and that's when the fight start. But that was like the defense joke. Your mother.
Yeah. I learned a lot. I started in the black comedy circuit. I learned a few things fast.
What?
If you say jokes that involve like, you know, the basic early comedy, like this guy said if I sucked his dick, he would give me blah, blah, blah. So I'm sucking his dick. That's not going to hit there.
Nah.
Black crowd will very quickly be like, what?
Nah.
You didn't kill that guy?
Nah.
So I learned that quick.
Who are some of y'all favorite comedians?
Comedians?
Because let's take it back. Because like one of my favorite movies, I'm going with John Candy, Uncle Buck. You watch that?
Uncle Buck.
That was... I take it back. Like Richard Pryor.
Can I ask you a question? I'm always curious about this, especially musicians too. Who's the surprising like musicians that you like love? What like rock musicians or something like or like easy listening shit that you like that would surprise people?
Frank Sinatra maybe.
Frank, that's great.
That's mine too.
Fly Me to the Moon.
That's a great one.
You know, I'm open to a lot of music. I feel like the 80s, 90s era. You know what I'm saying? Was just good era for music to the early
2000s. Well, so the 90s too had
in movies
crossover.
Too. Like they trying to do Scarface 2. I don't know about that one, man. That's
they're doing Heat 2. They should.
I don't know.
Are you guys just all falling for AI posters?
No. That's Heat 2 is
nobody wants to tell Tony Yayo that it's an AI poster. No. We're all just gonna sit here and be like, dude, Scarface 2, it's happening.
I love watching old classic movies. Like you remember Bad Boys with Sean Penn back in the days?
Yes,
that was a classic in Chicago.
Boys prison movie
when he smashed a dude with all the cans. Like I'm a movie guy. So I like movies like that, like old school movies. You know what I mean?
Shitty old movies.
Nah, they're not shitty.
No, I mean, but they're shitty. It's what's great about
it. Listen, think about it. What movie you ever think is going to be better than The Godfather? Ever.
I never watched it all the way through.
Oh, you don't know nothing about fucking movies then. Yeah. Can I get a shot of Branson over here?
Make any reference
you
to
you don't
it?
Know nothing about movies. You ain't watched The Godfather.
I know. Little bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
On my daughter's wedding day.
Yeah, yo, just fucking dunked.
This guy don't like Italians.
That's a battle.
This sounds like I'm about to fucking rap battle.
That's served. Yo. You ain't watched Goodfellas?
Of course I did.
Movie's about a rat.
So you didn't watch The Godfather?
No, here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Through reference and conversation and talking and clips and everything through the years... I've seen The Godfather. Uh-huh. I know every single thing about it.
Right.
I know the plot, the storyline. When James Caan,
no, you gotta watch part one all the way through, part two all the way through, part three all the way through.
You like part three?
It was you, Fredo.
Nobody likes part three.
Coming out with number four.
You'll never make movies. They'll never make movies like that again to me. Like Scarface part two. Like I said, that's impossible.
How are you gonna do that?
Goodfellas.
Well, it's gonna be they'll be independent films. That's why they'll be independent films. They're not making like big budget movies now. Have to be like
Marvel,
crowd pleasers, man. Yeah, they got to be like major crowd pleasers. No one goes into movies anymore. I wouldn't.
You don't go to movies ever?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I like going to movies.
I haven't been to the movies in a while.
But I don't go because I'm telling you, 2 weeks later, it's on for $20.
I have a question. This is Cypher, you can answer this, Tony.
I'll translate.
Do you guys purposefully, are you purposefully allowed just to watch white people not be able to do anything about it in the movies?
Great question.
Yeah, like.
Wow.
Is it an ultimate social challenge? Like, turn around and say something.
I watch it happen. Like, I watch in the middle, and I watch white people just sit there and just kind of fall down to their seat a little bit more and more as black people get louder and louder.
To a white person behind me, I've stood up in front of my chair and turned around and been like, yo, dude, you're going to have to shut up or there's going to be a problem. And there have been black people on their phone behind me most of the movie where I've just done this. And I assume it's a social challenge to prove that I'm not going to do shit about it.
We never do.
All right, so
if a white person on the subway is playing their cell phone loudly.
Let's talk about the white people in the supermarket that say sorry for no reason. You want to play games? I got jokes, whoa, too. Just because I'm black.
Is this a thing? Is this a
phenomenon? I'm just saying.
Hold on. What do they say? Well,
let's talk about the white people that might be scared to get on the elevator with us. Come on. Make some noise.
No, please tell me.
Come on. We can keep it going.
What's the sorry at the grocery store?
I'm just saying, you know, some people, white people just be, you know.
They bump into you or something?
I mean.
Or just like walk past you? Sorry.
I'm just saying just sorry for no reason.
Do you think it's like the royal sorry? Like slavery,
it's
man.
It's just no. I don't think it's that. I think you just see a black person and you might be a little scared. Like, what's he doing in my neighborhood?
Right.
But I live in your neighborhood.
Why is he
now
in Whole Foods?
Cool.
You should shoot him and be like, I hate when people feel sorry for me.
Oh, nah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
What you say about my mama?
I love having jokes.
So you feel white people tense up when you get in the elevator with them?
I mean, I would sometimes.
You would tense up if another black person.
I mean, if you overseas and you see like we're probably like because we're like probably the only black people in the hotel.
Yeah,
like that was one of my.
What are these niggas doing in here?
Do you remember? Patrice, you know what I'm saying? That was one of the Patrice's classic
it's
jokes
cool.
about that. Patrice O'Neill's classic jokes about he's like about crossing the street when he sees a. He was like, you always get mad at white people for crossing the street when they see a bunch of black dudes coming down the street. He's like, I think you should cross the street. He's like, cross the street. He goes, play, you know, basically err on the edge of safety. Yeah, you know what I mean? He goes, if I was walking down the street and saw a bunch of bald white guys coming my way, I wouldn't start to rationalize.
But
like,
you know
well,
what's funny?
Maybe they all have cancer.
Yo, look, you know what's funny?
Like, nah,
I believe everybody in New York is tough, though.
You think?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Everybody in New York is tough.
Everybody in New York is tough.
Maybe you didn't see the fight between our producer
white
and our intern.
How about these two guys?
Them guys are fucking tough.
Are these two guys?
They're fucking tough. They're going to curse me out. We cut them off.
Be quiet, dudes.
What
you
the
think
fuck?
These guys are tough?
To me, everybody.
These guys are background dancers in Chicago, the musical.
It's kind of orange.
Are you guys from New York? Y'all from New York?
It's Connecticut.
Huh?
New Jersey.
Massachusetts. Some tough guys in
Massachusetts.
But everybody in New York is tough, though.
What do you mean tough?
I mean, everybody's tough. Like, they don't take no shit. I don't care if it's a cab driver. I don't care if it's
don't take no
white
shit.
White lady crossing
that's different
the street
than being tough.
The fuck out my way. Like, this is just
walking
New York. Everybody's
there's
tough.
A basic energy
I don't sleep
for sure.
on anybody in New York.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, he might be a UFC fighter.
Oh, you can't. Nah. That is the scariest
when
thing
you
in
leave
the world
New York,
right now.
Though, that's the thing. When New York, now that I travel a lot, like you leave New York, and you realize that everywhere else has guns.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very
true. I grew up with very basic ideas of like, you know, if you fight, it's like you're bigger than somebody, you probably have a major advantage in fighting.
Not no more.
And it's like that. Those days are over.
Over.
The geekiest looking guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the weirdest looking dude at Skankfest.
I thought you were saying me. I was like, I'm not a weird
guy.
Dude.
No, remember Skankfest, the guy with the taser
it's like, why
fight?
Why are you pointing at me?
The guy was just like, just a long-haired, scraggly dude. I wouldn't have thought much of at all. And this guy choked the dude out in 15 seconds.
While he was being tased.
While he was being tased.
It was sick.
Very tough. But I wouldn't have seen it. So that's the scary thing now, exactly. You don't know who you're fucking with.
You don't
anymore.
Know who you're yeah, fucking bro. With.
You
bro.
Can't fight nobody no more. They might jump on your back and fucking.
You're unconscious.
Well,
you're
tough in
wow, you guys sound like pussies. I'll fight Ooh. Anybody.
I know you will, but you also jump on people's Listen. Back.
Any day yeah. of the week.
But you're going to die.
I'm a
yo.
Badass, Tony. I'm a real badass.
All right. So you get pepper sprayed in the street or on a train or something.
I put pepper spray.
Oh, my eyes.
You could be as tough as you want till that pepper spray hits your eyes.
I'll fight anybody. I'll fight anybody.
Cypher's
I don't
right
want the wrestling shit y'all do where you just hugged up with each other and cross your legs over into each other.
And before you know it, your arm's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
Submit.
Do it. Man.
Fuck that. What's the last fist fight you've been in, Cypher?
Oh, I just got into one.
No.
Yeah, I got into a fight in Abu Dhabi.
What?
No
yeah.
way.
What?
He's with lying. Who? You know
the
he's
Shah?
Lying.
Bro, I fought the Shah.
He wouldn't even be
Shah?
Coming out. You, he wouldn't
oh, my
even
God.
Come home.
And whoever wins gets to keep
I
Russell Peters?
Doing, keep I was, hands. I was opening for Dave Chappelle, and then when he went on stage, Yay. This couple was getting thrown out. No, seriously, this couple was getting thrown out, a guy and a girl. They were American, but they lived out there. And I looked over, and the girl was screaming at our security in his face. So I ran over there, and I stiff-armed her, gave it a, you know, that cop shove? The boom, boom, and she fell. And her man came at
you
me.
You believe all this?
Oh,
really,
dude,
this
is
real. I don't believe none of this.
Wow,
this is
when
real.
In Rome. When in Rome. Hey, Cypher, when
in
Rome.
When have I ever known to be a liar?
I know the crowd, though.
What an ultimate when in Rome moment, right? You're over in Abu Dhabi, so hit a chick, dude. Why not?
Take advantage.
No, it's okay there. It's like bro. A delicacy. No, that's yeah, like a delicacy.
Bro, I had to refund.
It's like how a burp is a compliment in Italy.
Yeah.
Hitting a chick shows like you
I didn't hit her. I pushed. I shoved her. I shoved her.
Hang on. So, I mean, if you don't mind me, I'm trying to look at these three hot young girls yeah. over here. They think I'm a total zaddy.
Why are they here?
Zaddy.
He's crazy. Hey, girls, take a look at your zaddy. They're this not guy is fucking crazy.
Hey. Hey, girls.
They were trying oh to come to
us. Hey.
Acting like they don't hear us.
Hey, girls. Hey, it's me, Big J, a total zaddy.
Zaddy.
What is a zaddy? Is
Do you guys think I'm a total zaddy?
What is it? What is a zaddy? I don't even understand the
Me, dude.
What exactly
a sexy almost 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, zaddy.
Yeah. I'm gonna Alex. Be 48 in a couple weeks, ladies. Total zaddy. But Alex. I got enough money to pay for abortions cash. What were you gonna say,
shit.
Lewis? What were you gonna say, Lewis?
To pay for abortions cash. This guy is crazy.
Abortions cost more in Texas.
What?
Because they're underground.
Oh nice.
Yeah. It's like $2,000.
I like my abortions like I like my hip hop. Underground.
Oh, shit. Alex. Some crazy shit.
What the fuck?
I'm from Philly,
on?
Dude. The Ram Squad.
Where oh, have we
Ram
landed?
Ram Squad.
Ram Squad. Remember Ram Squad?
Hell yeah.
I used to do show. I started comedy so... Damn, I'm 28 years in comedy. When wow. I started, we would do shows Sunday nights at Patti LaBelle's New Market Cabaret, and the fucking house band was like the Roots and Rozelle.
Hilarious.
It was crazy.
Oh, shit. Wow.
It's crazy.
Shit.
Wild. This crowd's too white to know those dope ass references.
Yeah, the Roots.
This seems like a black girl over there clapping for you.
Thank you, black girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, black chick. We got so much to go over. We haven't even gotten to one thing on our sheet, Louis.
We have a lot to talk
info.
About. We're putting somebody on trial later
oh,
on
yeah.
the show. Skank Court is happening today on the show, which is very exciting.
It's in sesh. Right.
Somebody's going on trial?
Yeah, we have other fun things. I mean, Jake got his ass kicked at Skank Fest. Where's Jake right now?
Where's Jake? Jake? He got his ass kicked.
He got his ass kicked. Do we have any footage of the Jake versus Harrington fight?
Like it was a real fight, or
it was they boxed as gang fights. Yeah, which Cypher, we really miss you this year.
I know. I'm sorry. I wanted to go. I fucked up.
Damn, dog.
Well, invite me to Skank
Fest. You gotta go to Skank Fest, bro.
Come next year to Skank Fest. You'll
yeah,
love
make
it,
sure
bro.
I go to
Skank Fest is fire, bro.
New Orleans. It was fucking crazy. It was unbelievable this year. Oh wait, should we play this?
What? Oh yeah. You know what? Actually, let's start with that. Jake, never mind. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, Jake is the man.
Jake, do me a favor.
Damn, Jake is the man.
Jake,
why
you got a light?
Jake, take a seat.
Fuck y'all shitting on Jake like that.
Yo, Jake, enjoy that hair while you got it, dude. Jake, enjoy that hair. Enjoy that hair.
Tony, yo, you can take Jake.
Jake.
I will gift you Jake for your podcast. I'm dead
yo,
ass.
Yo,
you guys can take him.
Yo, he's making sure I was
he
all right.
He works for
there.
Free for 4 years.
Damn.
That's Jake a lost the fight.
You got to pay him something.
Jake
bro.
Lost the fight this weekend to a fat dad.
Zaddy?
Total
zaddy. You lost to a zaddy?
Yo, Harrington's a total zaddy for sure. Absolutely a zaddy.
Let's see.
Cypher, you don't smoke or drink, huh?
Nah, I don't do nothing. I'm a loser.
Straight edge.
I thought I like the crack of me.
All right. So look. All right. So here's the thing. All right.
We should explain what's going on. Yeah.
Okay. You want to explain first? Or do you want to start with crack the brand new crack?
Now let's explain
song?
What's going on so people have any semblance of ideas.
Okay. What's going on?
So in the podcast verse.
Okay.
What's going on? Andrew Schultz's co-host Akash Singh,
who we love.
I don't know Akash very well, but he's always a very sweet kid. He's married to his wife, who
smoking hot chick,
very hot, very very hot.
Who is she? Indian or is she white?
I think she's Indian.
I think she's Indian.
And she was like, and the big thing about their relationship that was very made a big deal was that they were
kind of lost. Who are we talking about again?
Andrew Schultz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz. Yeah,
it's his Indian co-host. Guy.
The Indian guy that sits next to him.
The guy who.
Who's that? That's Mr.
Y'all
Patel.
Got me lost, man.
That's Mr. You might Patel.
Not, what the fuck are y'all talking about right now?
Listen, wow, for this.
Educate us.
You might not recognize his face because he's usually
on,
falling on the floor laughing
or
something.
That's somebody else, man.
Can we get a screenshot of him with Mr. Schultz?
I ain't even look up there. I'm looking up there like, who the fuck is this guy, man?
All right. Well, that's Andrew Schultz's co-host.
Honestly, that's a bad picture because that doesn't even look like Akash. Is that the right Akash?
That's Akash. Yeah.
6'9".
So
I'm lost. Man,
so
no, we'll catch
that's,
up. You're
that's Andrew Schultz's co-host, the guy.
Is he's Andrew got a few co-hosts. Though,
he's a
right?
comedian. He's a well, podcaster. That's all you need to know.
All right.
So yeah, he's a comedian. Uh-huh. His big story.
That's Akash.
A big story. So I guess in their universe of podcasting, a big story was that he was a virgin until he got married to this girl, and the other thing was that she was also a virgin before she got married.
Mamdani.
Now, so, but she's since they got married, she wants to do, I guess, become like a Instagram, you know, like a podcast or something. Influencer.
Yeah.
She wants to be an influencer. So she's going around all these podcasts and on these podcasts and little live things she's doing. She keeps talking about, she's like, man, I really wish my college days where I would hang out at these white boy frat houses and just pop my pussy. I had a roster of guys that I would change up every couple weeks. Now, here's the thing. I have to say this because I've been listening this intently.
Yeah.
She has not once said she fucked somebody else.
That is true.
She's never said the words sex or right, anybody right. else. But it it's like kind of like when Bill Maher said the N-word and the whole audience turned on him. Because if you build your own shitty audience and they turn on you, it's like I think Akash has an Indian base.
But it's also not only that. It's not. I don't think so.
That's a lot of it.
But no. So she's also like, she's like going on like lives and going on like TikTok and being like, yeah, I don't have to work. My husband pays for everything. He bought her two rings. Then there's like they did like a montage of videos where he tries to kiss her.
Oh,
and she
like
turns her face away from him.
Now she explains, she goes, I'm uncomfortable with PDA.
Yeah.
She says that, but it is fucking hilarious that two proposals. For a regular marriage and a renewable vows, he proposed to her twice, and both times afterwards he goes to kiss her, and she turns her head away hard.
Yeah, oh,
and every time he's tried to like be affectionate with her on camera, she turns away. So everyone's just calling her a gold digger. Now I gotta be honest with you, with the smoke there's fire. I think there's no fucking smoke here. Uh-huh. I think this is just being taken way out of context. But I love the drama of it so much.
Drama.
I think this chick probably sucked dicks and jerked people off in college because she's a good girl.
All right.
She did her best.
It's your friend's wife.
She did her best. I don't know
him.
Oh
my God.
I don't know him at all.
Right. But she didn't have sex with nobody.
I don't think she had sex with anybody. And I think she's being honest. And like, this guy's eating shit for. Oh, simply because he.
Well, in India, they eat shit for a delicacy.
They shit in the streets.
That is true. They take baths like Flintstones under fucking elephant trunks.
Whoa, I've been to India before.
It's so nice. You know what we're
talking
about.
You've seen it firsthand.
No.
They take baths in rhinoceros.
I don't know about that.
No, you heard it first.
India, it was a nice place. Yo, it was beautiful. Not bad. It was beautiful. It's a lot of traffic, though. A lot of traps. Like New York traffic.
Of course, dude, there's camels fucking blocking the road.
Fucking, yo, my God.
Of course, there's traffic.
Elephants.
Oh, man.
Elephants,
everyone's getting tattoos
camels,
with fucking sticks and hammers.
Too hot for this. Cypher, hand me a pre-roll. I'm getting too hot for this.
Dip into the bag.
That motherfucker's too funny, man.
Oh, shit. So anyway, look, our friend, we have a friend.
Thank you.
We have a friend who is a hip-hop artist named Crack Amico, who writes songs about comedians and various things that are going on. So we have another world premiere, Crack Amico's. What is the song called, Alex?
Crack Amico's?
What? Simp.
Simp.
Cracking
Me. It's about the situation we were just discussing.
Oh. A lot of stuff you guys say in general, I think, is stuff that's kind of childish. I'm turning from a simp to a pimp. Mm. All right, bro. Can we grow up?
I was popping my and living my best life in these white boy frat houses, and I had a roster of guys that I would rotate through.
You know it's hard out here for silly shows when you're trying to give your honey every silly show. With all the flavored podcasts, money spinning shows, we let them bros talking shit on Fresh and Fit. You know it's hard out here for G shows when you find out that you're woman for the street shows. Is it really worth the bombs and machine shows? You getting scum-blooded, please do not redeem. In my eyes, I done seen some crazy things from these cheats. Guess the marriage didn't go how they arranged the beat. Say his name, I regains, put you in a headlock. Motherfucker turned a red pill into a red dot. Headshot, dread Scott, never seen this type of whipping. Got you tripping, gave her two rings like a gymnast. Now she flipping, caught you slipping. Need to stop the ticky-tocking, clock is ticking. To that hoe, drop a phone, hit the kitchen, do the dishes. Drop the special, full of some hack bits. Ironically named it Gaslit, that's some sad shit. Need to head back to the gas pump where your dad is. If you ever gon' keep your hands strong, then drop the black set. Fuck that shit, I hope you rise and turn to a savage. No one buying them Birkin bags when they come with baggage. You was trying to hone your craft, she was with them frat kids. They was busting out of back while they playing Madden. Man, I ain't trying to make you mad, I hate that this happened. Time to take off on your carpet, gotta drop the jasmine. This what happens when you go 30 years of life and never get none. Looking like a poo don't mean you need to be a simp, son. Cash, please keep your cash free. On the other side, the grass green with no jazz lean. Need to wake up from this bad dream. She only love you for your name. Guess it must be all the bundles of cash to make a sing. You're a king, you just need a real queen for the throne. Independent brown baller and your money is your own. She ain't working, cooking, cleaning, don't contribute to your home. All she do is take away from what you grown. I say brown boy, sell a quick dot. Bitches wanna check, leash tight, no slack. Time to take their pussy back. Go with C's on that bitch. That's so rotten, can't spray no Febreze on that shit. Gotta up and leave, what the fuck you mean? Don't need no dominance, at least remove her internet. She lacking basic intellect. You hate her, but you love her when you get a wreck. She slipping left and right when you give lips. She got you missing pecs and kissing next. She giving sex, stop giving checks. It's someone she'll be giving next. And that's on God, on repeat. But you flagrant, young and rich. There's lots of queens for you to meet. That won't play you like a fool, even make you something to eat. Full transition from the sipping to the fucking top cheap. Because it's hard out here for what silly shows. When you're trying to give your honey every silly show. With all the flavored podcasts, money spent.
We'll let the bros talk
the shit on feeling it again.
Oh my God.
Jesus, who's got the... Who's got Craig the time Amico. For this?
Craig Amico.
What the
so,
fuck?
So what, is some kind of beef or something?
No.
It's like rap wars.
I would say he's probably a fan.
He's probably a fan of Akash. He makes great songs about what's going on in the comedy world, and that's what's going on.
Oh shit! Sheesh. I don't know.
That poor girl.
You've been debriefed. I know. I love the show, though.
I really
some noise for the show.
I really do.
I'm having a good time.
I say,
I love the show.
I mean this.
Having a good
I
time.
Think there's no. I think this chick was very careful with her words. She never said she fucked any. And I think nothing she said says she's fucked somebody else.
I don't know. She's really hot. Well, she can do whatever she wants.
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
So fucking who cares?
Yeah, you know, that's what I say.
Yeah, get over it, Akash, if she did.
Yeah. Akash is a fucking dweeb. He was never supposed to have a chick this hot. Let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
You're friends with this guy?
As long as she's home, when you're home, who cares?
I consider Akash a friend. I say this right to his face.
How's he gonna receive this, though?
Oh, shit. I talked to Akash 5 times, and I tell you this. Hang on to her with everything you've got.
She's gorgeous. Look at her.
Yeah, but that shit. I mean, the problem is when you do a show like Flagrant, it's gonna come back sooner or later.
No, that's what it is. It's like it's the, you know, the fucking barbs are thrown, so the people are waiting to come at you.
Yeah, they're gonna try to come at you.
I said, if this was literally anybody else's chick, they're like, damn, your chick fucked before she met you. Like, I hope so.
Yeah, what?
She was 20 something. Fucking weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. So the fact that, because the audience was built on this idea that they were like both virgins when they met and lost their virginity to each other is just an easy thing to
attack.
That
would also suck. Like, how do you lose your virginity to the person you married? That's like,
oh my
God. It's different cultures.
Oh, she has to figure it all out in her late 20s? Yick.
Yeah, boy.
Stuck in her ways?
I mean, sexual chemistry
Stop using your teeth. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do. That's how I picture she sounds. Yeah. Stop telling me what to do. Get your hand off my head.
God, it's crazy.
I was a doctor when I was 13. I won't be disrespected. Dude, yeah. Is my impression of her. That's how I do her.
It's like, it was like an Indian guy, but he was half Irish.
Yeah. Ratata, you want me pot of gold? You're going to have to fuck my face because I'm not having sex till I'm married. You see, I am, I tis.
What is a pot of gold? Pot of gold.
I don't understand. I had to do voices. Yeah. My voice guy left me a while ago.
Well, yeah, look, you know, I'm sure they'll get through it. Akash is doing very well. He'll be fine. She'll be fine. They're all okay.
She'll take half his money and everything's going to be fine.
What I want to talk about, this is a great story. So this guy got caught at a Miami dance studio. I guess he's like, I don't know if he's a security guy or a janitor. He got, you know the story? Yeah, yes. Dude. Cash, you
so
saw what, this?
Yeah, he's sniffing the story. Seats.
Yeah, he was a young girl got up and
sniffing
she left.
Seats.
And then he went and sniffed her seat.
Crazy.
Here, pull up the video.
Pull it up. Nah, it's crazy. Yo,
he walked.
The girl gets up and goes.
Underage girl.
Well, we don't know.
No, that's why she's blurred out.
Let's see. And then a minute later, he comes in. He watches her leave.
So suspect.
He did it to himself.
It was a long look.
Oh!
He went to multiple locations.
That's crazy.
Wait, what is this place?
A dance studio. Yeah.
Sniffing ass off the couch is nasty work.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
it's
crazy.
It's a urinary tract infection clinic.
I mean, what if he's just really good at his job and he was like, some of these bitches stink.
Nah,
yeah. Let me make sure the couch is
what was the business?
What is this girl doing there? What is this girl, a pickle in her pussy? Yuck.
Yeah, I mean, look, so here's the thing. They're investigating this guy.
That's crazy.
But here's the
investigating what? He did it.
But no, hold on.
It's clear. It's
we're
cut
looking
and dry.
Into it.
Yeah.
But what crazy. Is the crime? Like, I understand that it's creepy, but is it a crime?
No.
Yeah,
that's it's inappropriate.
No. Absolutely not.
I would say that's a crime.
It's not cool.
You were Tony saying it's a crime.
Yeah, you were fucking.
What's the crime, though?
Professional ass sniffer, man.
I don't think there's a statute for smelling fucking underage fucking pussy
crazy,
stick.
Bro.
I don't think there's no torch for that.
Yeah, but dude did that in the comedy cell the other night. He tried to sniff Sydney Sweeney's seat, and it was her boyfriend's, Scooter Braun's. It was a comedian, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, right? He went and sniffed her seat, and it was Scooter Braun.
That's crazy.
Oh, well, whatchamacallit just got shit for this. Ari Spears.
What'd he do? He
did
sniffed
a thing where woman went to the, he was talking to this chick, and she went to the bathroom, and he smelled her seat.
In a comedy club?
In a comedy club, yeah. Put it down, and everybody, like, was like, oh, the disrespect and everything. It's like, I mean,
that's a weird fetish, bro. Yeah, if you do that, you'll like buy a girl fart off online. You one of them type of dudes.
We tried to sell
you
just someone
fart. We know we did.
You
we
talk
did
about
sell.
Simp.
My
that's
old,
being a
hold
simp.
Up,
right
my
there,
old producer
huh?
Shannon on my what? Own podcast, The Real Ass Podcast, which I will say, by the way, is coming back Mondays, 4 p.m., once a week. Real Ass Podcast. It was announced today. There's a big announcement today. But my old producer Shannon, we actually had her fart in jars and we sold the farts to the fans.
Really?
Yo,
yeah,
real?
We sold two of them. $200.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because what makes you a simp?
I smelled one of those farts in the jar. To see
that would make you a simp if you bought it, though.
No, I didn't buy it. This was a freebie.
Did you ever buy feet pics or anything
no.
like that?
No. Can I tell you something?
That'll make
I don't
you a
have
porn
it's
free.
I don't have any
people ask weird like that, bro.
I don't have any odd fetish at all.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yo, what else? What's my odd fetish?
Well,
Jay, you like shit.
I'm smoking all
like
the weed,
shit.
My bad.
Hold on. Jay likes watching girls shit.
Not sexually.
Yes, sexually.
Oh, not even sort of.
Yes, sexually.
Not even sort of.
That's your fetish. That's your fetish.
But that's not, he's not sexually, though. He
it's not sexual.
It is sexual.
It does look sexy.
Absolutely not sexual.
You.
Do you know Farrah Abraham has a new shit video?
I know. It's shame to say that.
But it's not, I don't jerk off to this.
You keep yourself in the mood to whatever you're going to jerk off
nope.
to.
Nope.
How do you know?
False. Pure humor while smoking. It's true.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me. Nope. My sex is relatively vanilla, but I throw that shit down.
No shit.
No doubt.
You a funny motherfucker.
Just so you know, though, I lay that shit down.
Ladies, Jay lays that shit down.
That's like, right, fellas. I lay that shit down. Can I get free tickets to Chicago?
Oh, shit.
Moira Kelly's in it, or Moira something. I forget her name.
So what we decided to do was we decided to bring back our Legion of Skanks sliding scale of creepy shit, because we all think of creepy shit. Everyone does creepy shit, all right? What's the creepy? Do you ever, like, would you suck on a girl's toes?
No.
You wouldn't suck on a girl's toes?
Never.
Oh, you're gay.
Never. You would never?
Really? If that's what makes you gay, I'm gay.
I'm not into it, but I would do it.
I would never do it.
Never.
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 Hey, my, as soon as
ain't
I
you
hit...
You Dominican or Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican.
I'm surprised.
But not really. Yeah. New York.
Puerto Ricans are freaks.
Oh. As soon as I hit 40...
That's right. He comes from an island of firewalkers.
As soon as I hit 40 years old, whatever it was, toes just started looking appetizing for some reason.
Really?
It was, always it was as soon as I hit 40 for some reason.
Interesting.
So as soon as
the girl takes care of her toes, she takes care of her...
I mean, pretty feet is...
Pretty feet.
Every man loves pretty feet.
Thank you, Tony.
I don't mind. Every man loves pretty feet.
I don't mind. No, no.
What you
I'm
said?
I'm happy
nah?
with a pretty foot. But
you just said nah.
Nah.
What?
I assume most 100%. Girls.
So you don't want your lady have to have pretty feet?
No, yeah, of course. But so I don't want to put my mouth nowhere near them. No,
I don't think I would notice unless the girl
no pussy,
had
it. Bro.
Oh, I get pussy.
I don't know, bro.
Oh, I get pussy.
Cypher Sound stays getting pussy. To make a mistake.
Yeah, I'll do. Yeah, I'll do toes. I'll do.
No, but I'm not looking.
Sweaty underwear, like after the gym.
What?
Right what? In my mouth. Right in my mouth.
What? The underwear.
The underwear.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it makes sense. Because it makes sense that my mindset is, I wouldn't not do that.
But you'll just never.
I
go
don't
to a gym.
Care to do it. Nah, fuck.
That's
I talked
that's
over.
All right. Don't worry.
He said, but I'd never go to a gym. It was good. Fuck. Timing was bad. Fuck. That was worth a lot more. I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
It's all right.
Either though, it's just, you know, guys, I fucking fucks good. Whatever we were saying, just so you guys know, I lays that shit down.
So, I mean, I don't even think sucking on toes is creepy, but...
Yo, put the pussy to sleep.
You can put that on the list.
No, wait, let me finish.
Put the pussy to sleep.
Put the pussy to sleep.
Put the pussy to sleep.
Shout.
So pull up the...
I make a bitch snore that doesn't snore.
Creepy things men are into.
You a funny mob.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you? Thank you, Tony. Yeah,
oh, shit. Creepy things men are into. Let's see what this is. I'm too high for this show.
You got it.
No. You're good. You're perfectly high for
Tony,
it.
Tony, you're fucking killing. By the way, Tony Yayo, everyone. Listen. Come on. How cool is that?
One time for Tony Yayo.
I love this show.
It's ridiculous that he's here.
This is it.
It makes no sense, but it makes so much sense.
I love this. It's my first time doing this kind of show. Damn, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Motherfucker slapping my shoulder like that. Motherfucker.
Excited.
You know you my guy. Creepy things men are into. Sniffing seats.
I will put that.
I don't think too many guys in the crowd is into that, man.
No, but it's a matter of how creepy is it.
That's weird.
Hold on, let me say this. It's not that I'm not into sniffing seats.
What?
I'm not.
You've done that ever in your life?
No, I've never done that.
So what are you saying?
I've never done that.
So you would sniff a seat on a train?
No.
In New York City?
I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I would not do that.
Keep touching
me. That's crazy. I would never sniff a seat on the seat. But there's a famous story back in the day when I was 11 years old. I went into the bathroom after a hot girl at the hair salon that I worked at, and there was a pube on the toilet. And I picked the pube off the toilet and I
that's
put it
disgusting.
In my mouth.
That's disgusting. You didn't do that.
I swear to God, I did this.
Nah, that's crazy.
I saved
that. I don't believe that.
Lewis, you made a kid.
Wow. I was 11. I was a child.
So it's okay. No
okay.
way.
So the point I'm making.
Above board.
The point
in your mouth is a weird thought for an 11-year-old. You were molested. You forgot.
No. So you saying you ate a pube?
I didn't eat it. Don't be an asshole.
Wait, what'd you do? You tasted
Lewis,
it?
Lewis got molested and he forgot.
I put it.
You don't do that if you're 11 unless you got molested and forgot.
You tasted it. I put it in my mouth and I
crazy.
Like.
You played around with it in your
I
mouth.
I played around with it in my mouth as I jerked off.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm sorry,
no,
man.
What? Jerked off at 11?
At 11, yeah.
I'm sorry. You were a child. You were a victim. You didn't have a choice. Hey. It's not your fault.
So, I'm saying that if there was
I don't believe this story.
If there was a girl that was hot enough that was like, I'm really sweaty and I just sat in that seat and you can go sniff my seat, I'd give it a whiff.
Yeah. Why?
I'd give it a whiff.
To get what?
To smell her pussy.
On a train.
You're not going to smell her pussy. Whose pussy gives off that much that the seat holds it?
Go back to the picture.
We're not saying on the train. The train is holding no smell.
Only a disgusting
where's
pussy
the
would
at?
Hold a smell.
Jay, that's not true.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Weird, man.
A plastic train seat doesn't hold a smell.
Yeah,
that's weird.
A good...
No. Oh, yeah,
not,
Long Island Railroad.
I'm not smelling pussy.
Hold
wouldn't leave a smell.
Fine, Long Island Railroad, fine. Yes, Tony.
You know what vibes that give me? You just did 25 years in the pen or something, man. You got to be crazy to do.
Real ass dude, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. That's coming out of the joint.
Ass off the.
That's coming out of the joint shit.
Pull up the thing. I would put that on
What's next?
I would put that halfway between the creepiest fuck.
Nobody's
and the
doing that.
Some people are doing it, Tony.
Yeah, people are doing it.
People are doing it.
It's out there.
You just saw somebody do it on this screen.
Does anybody disagree? I think it's right.
I think it's fair. I like it there. Yeah.
I think it's fair. It's our first one.
Okay.
Creepy things. All right.
We're throwing a lob.
Drinking bath
water.
Oh, God. No, hold on 1 second. No. Let me.
Lewis!
Hear me out for 1 minute. If a girl is hot enough, hold on. Hear me out. If a girl is hot enough and there's no soap in the bathtub, Cash.
That's a lot of thought.
Lewis.
Oh, you know what's crazy?
Lewis, can I tell you something? I'm going to agree with you.
I think that's a line that a man will say, like, you look so good, I'll drink your bath water.
Right.
Yeah. But won't literally do it, though.
No, if there was no soap.
No, listen, Lewis.
But there's dirt and grime.
No, here's the Lewis. I agree with you to this.
That's a line you might say.
Let me walk the line with you here.
Please.
Yes, it's that I would do it and not like gag or throw. I don't want to do it. The idea of somebody wanting to do it because they think it's making them close, like that's the turn on. So there's a versus between what I would do versus what
that's
I would want to
point.
Do.
That's a great point.
So I don't want to drink anyone's bath.
Alex has to chime in, yes.
How fresh is the water? Is it being delivered to you from her house? She lives in Canada.
I thought you have a mason jar in the tub.
She's in the tub. I have a silly straw. I poke it into the tub.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to get a mason jar
in
there.
Because with no soap, it would have bacteria.
Now, do you think your lady would like that, though? Ladies, you got to ask the ladies. You think the ladies would like that if you drink their bath water?
Some women would. Yeah,
you will like it.
Pretty girls
say
no.
Like it. I'm going to drink a little, but then I'm going to blow bubbles, and they're going to like that.
That's the thing. If the girl is asking for it and it's going to turn her on, okay, sure. But I'm not looking to do it every time.
Nobody wants to drink bath water.
No, that's the point of this.
He's not even licking toes, so you don't even.
This is guys. What guys want to do.
Too.
This is what guys want to do.
I think that's what guys
want to drink. Right, listen,
here's what we're judging. We're judging guys that want to do this. Yes, that's a great point. But we could also discuss if we would, and a lot of these things under the right circumstances.
I would. Almost anything besides getting on all fours while a woman fucks my ass with a fucking strap on. I just won't do that.
Well,
You'll never see me the same again. Who are you? I don't care. Y'all don't know me. Let me tell you something. Quiet. Yo, I'm gonna.
Oh, shit. She said,
I'm gonna get my baby Tommy Hilfiger and a beeper, and y'all gonna pay for it. Yeah, y'all don't know me. Y'all, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
Oh shit.
Sorry. Sorry. Sometimes they go full Springer guest on the crowd.
Fucking mission statement.
All right. So I would say, guys. So here's the thing. All right. Drinking bathwater is less rapey than sniffing somebody's seed.
Yes.
I'd say that is less
creepy.
Yeah,
I'll agree. Unless you
kick in the door to drink someone's bathwater.
Yeah, you have a relationship with that person that you're drinking the bathwater.
There's the other side. So if a woman gives you permission to sniff the seed and gives you permission to drink the bathwater, then sniffing the seed is less creepy than drinking the bathwater.
I think drinking the bathwater is a little better than sniffing.
That's what we're saying. It's not as creepy.
Because you heard ladies screaming in the back. Yes, yes. You just heard them.
Drinking bath water is less creepy than sniffing the seat.
Women will see
a little bit. Oh, somebody said no.
Yeah, that's
girls
good.
Say no. That's Gen Z.
I think that's fair for now. We do have more.
Feet
stuff. Just feet stuff in general. This isn't creepy.
All the way creepy.
What?
Stop.
Really?
All the way.
This guy, he's
I'm not into feet at all, but I think that's low scale.
I am who I am.
Nah.
It's very common. I don't get it at all, but it's common as shit.
I thought every man like pretty feet.
I don't. I just assume every girl's going to have girl feet, and it's fine.
No, I've never over. Some of these bitches got big old hoops.
Nah, one of them tall. No, tall bitches.
No, listen.
Tall bitches got big ass feet.
You can come across a hoof or two, I'm sure. Nah. I'm saying, generally speaking, I assume a girl's foot's going to be a girl's foot. It's fine.
Man, I've never fucked with no volleyball bitch.
And I can also acknowledge a girl's got a very pretty foot, but I don't give a shit at all about feet.
Oh, my God.
Not into it.
I'll fucking.
I don't think feet is weird. Because I think
it's not that weird.
Pull
I think a
scale,
lot of people are.
For a second.
I just don't feel it's weird.
I would put it in between creepy and real G shit.
Dead center.
Dead center. Yeah.
I would actually put it. I would actually put it halfway between the halfway.
So you never got your lady feet done. You never went and got your lady's feet done.
I think it's minimal.
Not too much.
I think it's minimal.
Well, if this is.
Feet is not weird.
Make a cipher graph and put mine all the way at the left.
Cipher, you can make your case here, but I mean,
if you find out a guy likes girls' feet or a guy likes
every guy
feet,
in the crowd, every guy who loves your woman to have pretty feet, make some noise in the
that's
crowd.
That's different. That's different.
Come on, man. What are y'all talking about?
All the
ladies. Lady to have pretty. Yeah, there you go, pretty feet.
All the girls who want their toes sucked in the crowd. Come on, hot table. Yeah, sweet.
Go, brunette.
Yeah. They only want it because it's demeaning to a man.
The feet is not weird. Like, the sniffing seats is weird.
They like it. You want your toes sucked, right, lady?
Oh, look at her.
She's got old lady feet. She got bunions.
You fucking hoof whore.
You got some clones.
Jane loves corn.
Hammer toe.
Feet is not weird.
He toured with them.
Right? Number one is still sniffing the seats guy.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I don't know. So no, feet, hold on. Go back.
What?
Feet.
Whoa.
No, feet are back. Hold out.
One what second. Was
feet,
that?
Feet are closer to
feet's
real
feet. Minimal.
Yo, this shit said
a lot of people give a shit about
right
feet.
There. At I'd the say right job. There.
Everybody likes pretty feet.
Yeah.
So we go
this
now.
Shit just went left.
Show up to her job and ask.
That's crazy.
That's top. That's all the way creepy as fuck.
That's a stalkery.
That's
stalkery. Yeah.
That's romantic.
Oh,
you know what?
That's romantic.
That is a very Puerto Rican take there.
Yeah, so man.
I have done it.
Yeah.
I've done it. I have shown up to her house.
I've also done this.
All these men nowadays don't take initiative. I'm at this your house, bitch.
This is the first thing I've done, and I still think it's the creepiest.
It is.
So far, it's the creepiest, and I've done this.
I've done it a couple times.
I've driven around a neighborhood looking at a light on in a window.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like order of protection.
That's romantic. You're waiting for the right moment.
Yes.
I mean, to be honest, with our generation before social media, the only way you could get to her was to show up at her house.
Everybody
has to get to.
She's not answering my pages.
Facts.
I've been beeping her all day.
We all threw little pebbles at the window.
Showing up to a job, though?
She worked at Kmart. Fuck her.
Italian restaurant.
She was fucking a guy at Kmart. She ran away from me. It was weird.
You're fucking crazy, bro.
Blue light special.
You ain't showing up to a bitch's job?
Nah, man.
But if she worked at the Olive Garden.
When we were good and she worked at that Kmart though, I used to go in there and she'd give me free jupe.
jupe
cologne, man.
I miss the good old days when you used to have to call somebody's family house to speak to a girl. Yeah, that
absolutely.
Was dope.
Telephone call.
Sometimes you get lucky and your girlfriend would have her own line.
Yes. Talk all night.
Good old days, man.
Talk all night on the phone. You hang up. No, you hang up.
You hang up first.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
What was your favorite show as a kid?
We're in the middle of a bit, Cody Yayo.
He just wants to know what's the favorite show.
It's a whole does, creepy shit.
The creepy
the
shit feet, we're doing
was,
still.
The show up to the house was weird to me.
As a kid? As far as funny?
The show up to the job is definitely weird.
But wait.
As far as funny, I'll tell you. As far as funny, the fucking Cosby Show.
Oh, the Cosby Show was
so funny.
I like his later stuff.
You know what's my favorite show? Michael Knight.
Knight Rider.
Yeah. Solid.
Tony Yayo will not show up to a girl's house on some creepy shit, but he will show up to do a drive-by shooting of something's house.
My life has changed, bro. I don't know what
you got. You have done it, though.
What are you talking about?
You've never ran up in somebody's house?
I'm not saying. Are you wired right now? Does he have a wire on y'all? What's wrong with this?
Cypher's been working for the Fed since Peter Rosenberg
crazy.
Left.
All of this to catch him from a crime from 92.
Yo, listen. Speak about no crimes, brother.
Nah, never.
Cypher, you don't ask a man about his past.
I know, but that's not creepy. Shoot up another drug dealer's house. Whoa. That's okay.
No, for a chick. Me.
Plausible denial.
For a chick, I get it.
For a chick, I get it.
So yeah, put that on the scale. Shooting up another drug dealer's house.
I'm going to put that on real G shit.
Yeah, that's real G shit. That's real G shit.
Way up
straight up.
Put it,
that's past my happy face.
I hope the picture has sunglasses on it.
Right inside.
That's real G shit. I mean, showing up at a chick's house. How old are you? I mean,
you got to ask the ladies about that. Showing up at their house.
It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, who said that real G shit? Yeah, I like this
young
girl.
Young girls say not creepy? But not creepy.
Is it creepy or not, ladies?
She the young girls say G-shit. Not that creepy.
Yeah, it's not
it can be romantic.
What about work?
It can be romantic.
It can be romantic, right?
I'll say it's romantic, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say something? Can I say something? This is all how we're drinking
oh,
it.
Shit.
By the way, it's a little vague. Same. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is a little bit vague. Showing up to your chick's work and like bringing her flowers.
No, that's
when you
not
first
what we're saying. We're
are
saying
we talking that. About like.
You're talking you're, about.
In my mind, I'm picturing you're in a fight.
Yes.
You're arguing.
Yeah. Yes.
And you show up at her job or house. I
well,
think
you broke up. You broke up.
Yeah, and you
she's not
re-
answering your call.
Is that not creepy?
Then you show
that
up.
That is creepy. Okay, now it is creepy.
But that's. But that,
all
by the way,
way.
That's what we're talking about. You broke up. She blocked you on everything.
Is it creepy or you pussy whipped?
Pussy whip.
It's either way.
It's making effort.
In what sounds like
you
pussy
you are such a great devil's
that's
advocate.
An order
for this.
Of protection. Right,
I'm gonna put it exactly. This is what I say. Exactly.
You're a great improv guy.
I'm gonna put it exactly where chair sniffing is. Because it's a little romantic.
What?
Whoa.
It's not romantic if you've broken up right. And you show up at her house.
How many guys have gotten their girl back? Because he showed up at the house.
She needs to know you love her, Jay.
Now, listen.
He's got arrested.
You will accomplish more through text.
This is before text.
No, she's not going to see the look
this
in your eyes.
This is before text. I had to write
it. The look in your psychotic she's eyes where you go, I can kill your whole family. You can let me climb through your window.
A girl will be God. Like, oh,
hey,
my
you
God.
Love your family?
He really cares. He took the train all the way here. I respect it.
Right, I say it's all the way creepy.
All the way creepy?
Right. Closest to so far.
Right. I'll give it slightly below. Slightly.
Okay. I think sniffing the seats is okay. Still number one.
Hold on. Say thank really? You, Tony. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, we have to take our guests into yeah. Sife, what do you think?
My shit is in the like G shit.
You think that coming to their house is G shit?
G shit.
All right. So then we got to meet somewhere in the middle. No. It's got to be
the ladies are saying it's G-shit.
Around the bathwater, maybe?
That is not G-shit.
Around the bathwater, fine.
I mean, this lady has no relationship with her father. Her dad's dead because he killed himself. He couldn't live with the guilt of what he did to her.
He drowned in some bitch's bathwater.
These guys are crazy, bro.
You guys are crazy.
All right, go to the next one, G-Mike. We got a couple more of these.
Oh, my God.
We're having a fun show
what's
today.
What's this?
Cat calling or hollering. Oh, that's nothing.
No, that's all good.
No, yeah, that's low. That's
wait,
low
that's
level
the
creep.
That's yeah. The bitch that had the camera in her backpack.
Yeah,
man, fuck that
this
girl.
This chick was a cunt.
Yeah, she.
I mean, this thing does prove how fucking doofy dudes are, but this chick is a twat.
Yeah,
you're stupid.
What do all girls say nowadays? Oh, guys don't approach. Guys don't say anything in person. You miss these days.
Yeah. Then Lewis rapes, and then they bring up charges.
Oh.
What do you want?
Make up your mind.
Oh, shit.
Fucking don't just talk it, walk it, bitch.
I mean, I would say, you know, slightly below real G shit.
Yeah. Catcalling
yeah,
is
yeah,
not
yeah.
Creepy.
It's not really, that's not
don't
a big
deal.
I think if you have the balls to catcall in this day and age,
yeah.
It's kind of real G shit. I still catcall to this day.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I know it doesn't work for you.
No, I believe
it don't work.
That's so old bro. School. Catcall.
But shit comes back around, though.
No, they're not.
Remember that stupid shit?
Call my kittens.
Actual cats.
Yo, show that.
That shit do not work. I remember.
I put out a saucer of milk.
We from New York. That shit ain't working. And it depend on the weather. So it's like.
In the late 90s, the big thing down the.
If it's cold, nobody's
was,
stopping for your ass. It's New York City.
Down the shore, the big thing was the black dudes would all have super soakers. And when girls walk by,
nah, I don't know
they would
you're
fucking
talking
squirt
about.
Them with the fucking. With the super soaker water gun and be like, you cute. They would just squirt their tits and then tell them they cute.
They were doing that at the Gathering of Juggalos with fentanyl in the.
They were doing that with fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah.
One person.
With fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah. I swear to God, it's true.
One sweet, sweet angel.
Yeah. All right, go to the next one because we got a couple more minutes.
That's not
here.
Even creepy.
That's not that creepy. Catcalling.
No, that oh,
it's
yeah.
Almost real G
it's
shit.
It's almost real G shit. It's respectable.
As long as you don't pss, 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 pss. Don't do that. Pss, pss, pss.
Panties sure in the mouth sniffing.
Oh,
I mean, is that not foreplay? Do you not
Lewis!
Do that?
Yeah.
Do you not do that every time
Lewis,
you have sex?
You have what? To do this contextually. This means definitely someone's left the room and you grab their fucking panties and start doing this. Now.
Also that.
I think it's the presentation, man.
Wait, you talking about the girl doesn't know you're doing it?
Yeah, obviously. All right, fine. Girl doesn't know. Like very creepy. Very, girl doesn't
know.
Can I
tell you something?
That is a, that's pinned down
let's
to the bottom.
Let's say you went through her underwear drawer. You're at her house and you went right. through her underwear drawer.
Who would ever do that?
Let me tell you something.
Me.
Let me tell you something. I think this is top notch creepy and in ninth or tenth grade, cut school with a girl, went to her house. She went to the bathroom at one point. I reached into her hamper. Dirty panties.
Oh,
those things lived in my room for a good 3 months.
You stole them.
Took them right home.
You stole them. I appreciate the honesty, Jack.
Fucking trophy.
No, it's not cool.
Look, if you he admits that. If you're fucking with a girl and in the moment you're taking her panties off with your mouth and all that, that's fine.
That's not what we mean.
Okay, so
that's
you
not
mean,
what this is. This is the girl has left the room and you have grabbed her panties.
Oh, yeah, no, that's creepy. That's creepy.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's full blown.
But what I did... leans more towards that.
Yeah, how old were you?
I didn't pull her panties off of her.
No.
She went to go take a dump.
Yeah.
And I took her fucking stupid fucking underwear.
Yeah, that's just some young shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, when was this?
Ninth or tenth grade.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Jay was 40, but she was in the ninth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't read so good.
So if this is against a girl's will, what you did essentially, what your crime? I mean, you get pinned.
Top notch, awful. My only excuse is I was 13 or something.
Yeah, that's creepy as fuck. Yeah,
I wouldn't do this today.
But sniffing panties. It's completely above board if she knows about
you think
it.
It's, yeah. If, yeah. You think it's over sniffing the seat?
It is.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Wait a minute. You think taking a girl's panties and sniffing them is...
I mean,
you know what? Hold on.
Panties,
hold on. You know what?
Good,
Tony.
No, that's not what we're saying. This
no, let me say
a
this.
Sniffing a
this is a great point. Because with the panties, I get it. With the seat, you're like, what are you really getting?
What are you doing?
You know what? You sold me. Flip-flop. Get that fucking sniffing as creepy as... No. Not flip-flop like that.
Smelling
that's
your girl's
there,
panties
and the other one moves over to the worst
not
creepy.
A problem.
You're right. Dude. Panties, I get it. You're going to get whiff and texture.
We're not stealing them.
The
though.
Middle of the panties are
creeping.
Going to be harder than the rest of the panties.
Yeah, also
that is unavoidable.
Yeah, creeping.
Ladies, I'm sorry. What makes you human is what makes you have sex with us because you're all so gross in a lot of normal, natural ways.
But yeah, it's true,
the middle
panties...
of your underwear is always different than the rest of your underwear. And you know why that is? Because you have an open hole in your butt.
Speaks the
but
truth,
that's
but
you're
it's
sniffing
the raw truth.
One girl's underwear, right? A seat sniffer, you sniffing a lot of people's stuff. So yeah, that's more creepy. He's right. Tony Ayo's right. Yeah.
Tony Ayo is cool.
Tony once Ayo, again, you, know you have been goddamn right.
Yo, Tony if it's your girl, is cool. But if you sneak sniffing, it's kind of weird.
All right.
Well,
so
what we got next?
Public boners.
Oh my God.
Now, is this what we mean? Like presenting them?
But why is the girl smiling in this though?
I mean, if you're talking about presenting them,
she's smiling.
It's the top notch creep. It's the creepiest for sure.
That's crazy.
What about public? What do you mean, like on purpose? Or like letting it hang out like that?
Once again, I have a famous story I've told on the show before. When I was like maybe 11 years old, I would get my grandma had a Haitian like caretaker that would come over. And when I would stay home from school.
Hey, man, this is.
You know I'm Haitian too, so it'll be easy.
You know, I know this isn't live, but like these people are going to hear what you're going to say
no,
now.
This okay. fucking guy is crazy.
No.
Haitian caretaker.
And I would sit in my underwear and I would get hard on purpose for.
Oh, my God.
For her to see.
For her
dude,
to see my little
let
boner.
Let me tell you something.
And you was 11 was young, at this age.
I was 11, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're a devious dude.
In my 20s, I would. Dude, definitely in hotel rooms, when they would come knocking in the morning, if I had morning wood, I would just act like I was asleep, so they would come in and go, housekeeping, and they would just leave.
The honesty on today's podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I say,
what
as I say with everything, I wouldn't do this
honesty.
Today. I wouldn't
talking
do this
about
today.
It. He would never do it today.
I wouldn't do this today.
He's this learned. Guy had the do not disturb sign hanging around his penis.
Maybe you didn't read the sign.
Public boner pinned down at the bottom. I say we can wrap this one up one more time for the sliding scale. Yay! Let's do some plugs. We still have Skank Court to do right now, which I think is happening right after this, which is a lot of fun. He's not here. He's doing Zoom. Okay. So let's do some plugs. Cash, Tony, you guys are starting your own podcast.
Yeah, well, not with Cash.
But oh, you guys are on the podcast.
Yeah, no, this is my friend from Bob Dylan.
Okay. No, I thought he was your co-host on the podcast.
My God. Now, Cash is my guy.
Cash
is
the man.
I'm starting a podcast soon.
You literally just brought a white guy with you.
But I brought you.
He had to feel safe.
I got white friends, too. So we got Powered by Indoor. That's one dispensary. I'm opening a dispensary in Queens.
I love that.
So I'm working on that.
I love that. We'll promote it. I love that.
I mean, it's a great business. You know, they got a lot of, like, good products for you. You know, if you got stress, anxiety. Yeah.
Give us our own strain. Give us a Legion of Skank strain.
We can do it. Let's do it, man. I'm ready.
The collaboration nobody saw coming.
I wish the whole world could smoke, man. You know, I smoke. Because you got to think, back in the days, you know, we used to go to jail for fucking a dime bag.
Yeah.
In the 90s and do a night in the
pen. Look at Cypress Sound shaking his head. He's never smoked weed ever once in his life.
Never.
He's a shit.
He was like looking down. He goes, damn shame what happened to us back in the day.
No, I sold weed.
Sife don't drink, don't smoke. But yo, we used to go to Central Bookings just for a joint back in the day.
I've been to Central Bookings a dozen times for smoking weed.
UPM.
It's amazing. Like, I like Florida, but it's a felony to have an ounce of weed.
Yep.
That shit is like whack.
In Florida?
Yeah, still.
Shit.
Texas
so
is
I
tough.
Love New York, bro. It's like you smoke in front of the cops.
Yeah, anywhere you can smoke cigarettes, you're allowed to smoke weed.
You can Cypher smoke
sounds.
Weed.
What are you plugging, my friend?
Oh, listen, after Thanksgiving, the weekend, I'm going to be at Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington.
Okay.
And then I got a big show in Toronto, Canada, December 18th. Come to, does this reach Canada? This gang's in Canada? This gang's in Toronto, right?
Are you asking if the internet reaches Canada?
Oh, he's trying to say
y'all
local shit.
Do they have Wi-Fi?
The internet goes to Canada.
They do now.
Hey, Skanks, I need you. December 18th, Toronto, Canada. I'm going to be at the Opera House.
Yeah! Cypher Sounds, my God.
Lewis.
Come see me live on the road, guys. Brand new tour, brand new material. Nashville Zanies coming up in the beginning of December. Then me and Zach Amico, we did bring back the Real Ass Podcast. We're doing a Real Ass Podcast live in Columbus, Ohio on New Year's Eve. Counting down the new year. Stand-up show earlier on in the night. Come and hang out with me and Zach. That weekend, Columbus, Ohio, Miamisburg, Ohio.
Virginia,
Illinois coming up. Kansas City. With Colin Turrell. And a lot more. And make sure you guys go check out all the other podcasts that I do. Story Wars, The Regs.
Had a good time, man.
It's good. Thank you. We're not done yet. We still have a little more time.
Have
we had a little more time.
Oh, we got more time?
I got more time.
So what's the next subject? What are we going to now?
We're going to do Skank Horn.
That shit was funny as fuck, though, man. But sniffing ass on the seat.
Also, I have a brand new special. I have a brand new special available on YouTube. This is what they do. It's crazy.
This is what rappers do.
It's so much hype. I need rappers. Yeah. I need rappers behind me at all times during my plugs.
Yeah.
It's literally perfect.
Good.
And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Bonus show, bonus Legion of Skanks every Friday night, and you get an uncensored and ad-free version of the show. We say crazy shit here, so if you watch this on YouTube, you should know. You get it on Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS.
Here's how you doing. Rappers are here. Yo, yo, yo. Check
yo,
my levels.
Yo, yo,
yo. Yo, Big J on tour up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Yo, you know we already sold out in Philadelphia this weekend, but we added a Sunday show, and there's some limited tickets left for that bitch.
Yeah.
If you're coming to the Friday early show, we're doing a watch party for the motherfucking Eagles game at the club.
Yeah.
After that, Omaha, Nebraska. Less exciting.
Damn.
Irvine, California.
Yeah.
The Irvine Improv. Milwaukee Improv. I'm there for you New Year's Eve. We're doing the New Year's Eve shows there. I'm going to have some fun guests with me. Also in Philadelphia, let's not forget, Louis J. Gomez is going to be fucking working with me the whole fucking weekend, right? A bunch of fucking guests coming in.
Brah, brah, brah.
Shane Gillis is in town. Who knows? Tacoma Comedy Club after Milwaukee New Year's Eve weekend. I'm all over the place. I never stop touring, so come look for a city near you.
Yes.
On my tour. And then, of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. And, of course, right here on the Gas Digital Network, Story Wars. Motherfucking Story Wars in
Story
the host.
Story Wars, motherfucker.
And then I'm going to bring live streams back very soon. And thank you so much for selling out. On pre-sale, we sold out the double vinyl of the Them They Crowdwork album.
Yeah.
Thank you all. y'all for that so much.
Man, y'all are killing it.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Pre-order my book, Knives and Spoons, on Amazon right now, guys.
Shit, I'm going to get your book, man.
Get my book. Thank you. Guys, get me on the New York Times bestsellers list. That'll be so retarded.
Shit, crazy.
Shit,
man, let's do it.
Guys, it's just sales. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Dude.
I think it's also... Short term, it's gotta be
First of all, you can watch the Knives and Spoons reading we did at Skankfest. It'll be out on YouTube this weekend as well. It's on Gas Digital right now. But the actual book itself, go pre-order it on Amazon. Get me on the New York Times bestseller list. It'll be hilarious.
Dude, New York Times bestselling author Louis J. Gomez is the funniest thing in the world. I hope to God we can do that. Please, Louis. Give everybody some context.
I thought it was over my 9:30. I gotta run.
Where you gotta go?
I'm so sorry. I gotta go do stand up. Comics.
Where?
I don't wanna say.
At Comics Comedy? Why? Comedy Cellar?
I don't wanna say.
Why? What are you gonna do to him? It's not gonna hurt anybody.
Is it an embarrassing place?
Yeah, it's the hot, it's haha.
Is it a woman's shelter?
No, I'm kidding. I gotta go to the cellar.
The cellar?
Yeah.
What time?
Now.
You know they're bothered.
Cypher's over, man. Now. You're on the best show. Make some noise for the best show, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cypher, you're going to be late. Fuck him. He can't leave.
I'll be late. All right,
can't leave off the best podcast in the world.
You're about to get into a trial.
We have a court case.
We have a whole court case.
What are we doing? Let's go to the court case.
Don't listen to Cypher, man. Don't let that crazy Israeli run your life.
Fuck that shit.
Cypher.
All right.
Text Liz. Fuck, ain't going nowhere. Let's go to court. Where we
Text
going?
Text Liz. They got you.
So here's what happened.
God damn it.
All right, so what happened? Fuck you, Cypher. Tell what happened.
Listen, at Skankfest.
You're going to want to be here for
at
this.
At Skankfest. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to ever roll that joint up ever?
I mean, really, right?
Like 2 years, it's a little bit of bud. I give y'all bags of bud.
What is it with this guy?
I don't have a blunt wrap.
You are a dumb shit sometimes.
So what happened?
Skankfest.
I'm a goddamn buffoon in front of Tony Yeo.
What the fuck is going on? Skankfest, what happened?
So here's what happened.
Cypher, we don't give a fuck about your next book.
I know, I got it. I'm staying.
Everybody, Cypher.
All right. Fucking douchebags.
You're talking about a book and we on the best podcast ever. What are you talking about? Come on, man.
Nobody saw Tony Yayo becoming Skank's family after one episode. This is crazy.
Talking about he got a book.
He might be third Mike. Dave's leaving eventually. No one thinks he's sick for real.
Fuck it. I'm here, bro. So what happened? Let's go to the story.
So,
get off your fucking phone.
I'm making sure I'm good.
Fuck your booking, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, Tony comes alive in the second hour. I love it.
Fuck. Yeah, man.
He's got it now.
Fuck your booking. Let's go. I don't want to hear about that shit.
So at our festival, A lot of comics, 200 and some odd comics, 3,500 people per day. It's a very, very intense festival. We had the best time ever, the best one we ever did. It was incredible.
You said 200 comics?
Yeah, over 200 comics.
Damn, that's a lot of comics.
Real deal. There's four stages. There's a wrestling ring.
Damn.
There's fights.
Can I come to the next one?
Come to the next 100%. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be the best.
200 comics. Wow.
They do music.
We do music.
That's wild, bro.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, there's a lot of comics who come and just hang out, which is also fine. And there's a bunch of comics that we invite. They're friends and friends of friends. But if you get an artist pass, we take care of the artists. We have a dope green room. There's alcohol and there's food and there's catering. And, you know, it's
private
just
areas.
Yeah, private areas.
Mingle with the celebrities. It's a cool thing to get,
right?
Right.
And a lot of comics just come to hang and they buy tickets or they get comp tickets. Now, the guy in question was given comp tickets to come and hang out.
How many tickets you gave him?
I don't even know. He came out with a few.
Oh, see, I took care of him. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we'll bring him on. His
every year, Skankfest, here's the thing. We're on the road touring a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you meet people along the way, and there's some people who want to come to the festival. They can't. They're broke. You know, whatever. You kind of get hit up with something. And we all have kind of like a little guest list of people we kind of hook up. The family.
But not even.
Just people was like, you know, just kind of like a miracle for somebody who was like, I had no chance of going. You're like, you know what, dude? If you get down there, I'll get you tickets. We have a lot of that.
Yeah. So this guy, he's a Canadian comic. His name is CJ Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for all intents and purposes, very funny guy. He's opened for me a couple times in the past. Funny dude doing his thing.
Friend of the guy who didn't show up to open for me.
Yes. Friend of the guy who didn't show up to open for you. So bring him on, G Mike. Guys, give it up for CJ Bishop.
CJ Bishop. My man looking serious.
Honest to God, CJ, I love his energy out of the gates so much.
CJ looking serious right now.
All right, Luis J. Gomez, what's up? You trying to get me on your show? I'm here. What's up, dude?
Damn, dude.
I like mad that shit, I snuck right in the green room, bro. I was listening to Stunt 101. I was doing what I was told.
G-Unit, let's go.
Bro, what is this room he's in?
So what happened? What's going on?
I appreciate
what gang
this
sound was that, bro?
And I appreciate that he's going to go down in a sword, but I promise you we're putting him on trial for this.
I love him.
Yeah, good.
My man let's is hear gangster.
He looks like he does everything on that creepy list from earlier.
Absolutely, dude. This guy's got seat sniffer all over him.
So, CJ, what happened was I get a phone call from
Cypher. You such a square, Cypher, man.
Yeah, we said, but he's cool to send it over.
I get a phone call from Shannon, who is the former producer of Real Ass Podcast and now current producer of Real Ass Podcast, who works the front gate at Skankfest. People don't realize, like, it's not just some girl at the front gate at Skankfest giving out artist passes. It is Shannon.
And
it is
Lindsay, like, and everyone who knows.
I mean, like family. This is like somebody.
Family.
Who, like,
Shout to Shannon, the queen. Shout to Shannon.
And Lindsay, both.
And Lindsay. So I get a.
Of course, when you do an event with 200 comics, it's a lot going on.
So Shannon texts me, hey, this guy CJ Bishop is here. Mm-hmm. He said that you said to give him an artist pass.
Uh-huh. So wait.
That he was going on stage and then he needs an artist pass. And I was like.
I thought he was going to come hat in hand. I love this.
So
I think he's awesome.
So he needed an artist pass.
You mean do-rag in hand, Big Jake?
Hell yeah, I do. I like that choker and that longy.
So he said he wanted
it's my wife's
pass.
Grandma's.
So yeah, this is Tony Ayo here, CJ.
CJ, you wanted an artist pass to get backstage, or you could have got backstage with what you had? What was you trying to do?
Yeah, I've been opening for Lewis for years now, and the guy...
He's opened for me one or twice. Maybe two times.
I fucking bring him beers.
What you said? You wanted beers?
He brings Lewis beers.
I've been bringing Lewis sexy chicks and beers to shows for years, and so I figured artist pass is pretty much complimentary. I figured that's going to happen.
Oh, so he's saying he's the man backstage that bring the beers and all that?
Somebody treats you right, and he's saying you're not treating him right. Damn, take that microphone back, Lewis. Answer for your crimes.
Here, answer for my crimes. I'm on trial now?
Yeah, what is happening here? So this guy's your dude, and you couldn't fucking hook him up. He's open for you. You said one time, and then you kind of backpedaled to maybe two times.
Alex?
He's saying four times.
Four times.
Is Tony going to judge this?
Yeah, is Tony going to judge it? Tony, are you going to be
Hamilton,
the judge?
Toronto, Burlington.
Yeah, I'm getting Malibu Most Wanted vibes from my man right now.
For sure. He comes right off, he's unlikable, but also awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome, bro.
Yeah, Alex?
I have
let's judge this.
I just have a full judge costume for whoever's going to judge it. I thought Tony might want to wear a
Cypher
judge costume.
Cypher Sounds, throw it on. He's
Cypher Sounds, you're the judge.
You don't drink or smoke.
It? Yes. Yeah, you're the judge.
Judge Cypher, ladies and gentlemen. Judge Cypher.
Now, should I defend him? Because so far, I like him.
No, he's defending himself.
Oh, okay.
Judge Cypher!
I'm gonna sneak into the Judge Cypher fucking green room in Toronto on December 7th.
Magistrate.
Wow, that works
looks
better
like
than
a judge.
I thought it was gonna work.
Hold on, you got your robe and everything. Hold on. Your robe got
on. He's already wearing black.
Judge Cypher. You do look like a judge. Yeah. Make some noise for Judge Cypher, y'all.
Let's go.
Get your shit right there.
Tony's gonna threaten Cypher's family now.
All right, let's go. Now let's stop fucking around. Shit.
Judge Cypher.
So yeah, CJ, I mean, what are we missing here so far? What exactly happened? Why would you think it's okay to lie to Shannon about me?
I call it a weasel move. It's what we do. We do weasel moves to try and get up the ladder.
Weasel move.
Very common practice. I actually thought I was taking a page out of Luis J. Gomez's book.
When I said,
Luis, imagine this was my festival and you were trying to sneak in, I believe you said something like, it's not your fucking festival, bitch. So.
Oh, shit.
that didn't happen.
It didn't work out well, but.
It didn't work out well, but I mean, I will say, no, I'm okay, thank
well,
you.
Well, what is it that you're upset about?
I'm just upset that he would lie. That he would fucking lie. He would go to Shannon and say that that I would give him a.
So you're upset with him because of the lie part, not because he tried to get an artist.
Would you have given me the pass if I asked you, Lewis? Would you brought me up to the green room?
No.
He's listen. He's upset with you because
I would have done that. If you'd opened for me four times.
He was already up in the green room. He didn't need the artist pass. I approached him in the green room because he's still snuck in the green room.
He's upset because he did something for a friend.
That's true. That did happen, but that's because Tom from Fishtown got me in. He's complicit in this fucking crime.
Oh. Where's he at?
Unsolicited snitching.
Just so you know,
unsolicited snitching.
CJ, Tom will not be at Skankfest next year because of that information you just gave me. I swear to God, Tom will not be at Skankfest next year.
Too many liberties.
Fuck, I guess. Damn, that's not good.
Damn, dude. You just got Tom fired.
So does he get any more tickets for the next one? Because I need my tickets.
Sorry, Tom. Love you, buddy. Fuck.
He feels really
no
bad.
More tickets for him?
I mean, I don't know what to do here.
You gave him comp tickets to the festival.
Yeah, he got comp tickets to the
festival. Did he have access to the green room?
No, he didn't have access
to the green room. No access to the green room.
No.
So there's a lot of comics in there that he knows, but he couldn't go and hang with them.
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, did you ask to get in?
Yes, I did, and not to bury Tom any further, but he told me he was going to give me that pass. I got sick of waiting, and I was pretty drunk on the first night, so I tried to do my weasel move.
So where was your tickets? Where was your tickets for? Was you in the pit, the nosebleeds, first row, second row?
There's a whole bunch of different
I was
shows.
With all the commoners. I was with all the fat retards.
So... He said y'all got him fucked up tickets. Y'all didn't even get him VIP. Hey,
before we go any further, while you're wearing that judge costume,
yes,
could you expunge Tony Yayo, his record from all of his criminal past, please?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Tony Yayo has been a model citizen since he got out of jail.
Yes. Wow.
Tony Yayo,
record
all
clear.
Crimes expunged.
Clear record.
I'm a good guy.
Now you can get a job at Starbucks.
Tony Yayo's a great guy. There's something going around the internet the last couple of weeks of how fucking loyal Tony Yayo is.
Oh, my God.
This guy is the fucking best. All these other rappers leave the people that put them on. They're not grateful. They're not thankful. Tony Yayo is always fucking appreciative of every, not just 50. I'm talking about every DJ, every person in the industry that puts them on. He always shows love.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Look, I'm on
a. I don't think Cypher knows what
world.
A judge does.
G unit. That was a good speech, though.
Thank you.
Cypher is a judge.
How do you feel about Mom Donnie playing Many Men all the time?
Anybody who plays 50 Cent music, G Unit,
yeah,
appreciate it, man.
Mom Donnie's all about Many Men. That's his theme song.
I don't know.
Cypher, I want you to remember what you look like right now when you remember why you're not working this cellar anymore.
Honor.
Order
in the court.
Go back to CJ.
Hmm?
CJ, here's what I appreciate about you right now is the fact that you admit that you're a fucking disgusting low-life weasel piece of shit.
Also, I like that you're lit like a fucking Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I got that underlighting to cover up the double chins. I agree, Luis J. Gomez. It was a piece of shit move. I said that to you.
It's a flashlight on your double chin.
In that moment, if you remember, you wouldn't shake my hand.
I wouldn't shake your hand. You're right. I was very upset in the moment. And can I tell you why I was upset? Because I felt like a friend hurt me.
You flim-flammed Lewis. That's the problem. You flim-flam somebody around Lewis. You don't flim-flam Lewis.
Yeah, you can't flim-flam me. Did you think you were just talking to some dumb bitch at the front gate?
No, I did Shannon's podcast before. She's the best of all time. I know what I was having.
You didn't go to the next step like she's going to call me and ask me? You didn't go there in your head?
No.
I actually thought she would think that I'm so sick that she would just be like, obviously this guy's getting the fucking pass. But...
He's been on our podcast before.
No,
of course.
I did actually super feel bad, Lewis. You're my homie, buddy. I don't want to.
The problem is.
Never again.
Fucking way she goes, dude.
I think the problem that they're having with you was I think there's a bit of entitlement on your side.
You flew too close to the sun.
Yeah,
yes. Can I tell you
what?
I was Icarusing, dude. I was fucking Icarusing.
Listen to me.
Icarus, dude. You Icarus
guy. He flew too close to the sun.
You Zicarus when you should have Zacharis.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wow. Say it again, Lewis.
No, it's
all
right.
Something.
Don't worry about it. So, no, the other thing they did, so we were at the mothership, right? And then him and his brother, by the way, your brother is an annoying asshole. Let me just say that.
Oh, shit.
To your fucking face.
Shout out Dave Bishop.
His brother's
what up, Dave?
His
brother a comic?
I don't even think his brother's a comic, okay. Right?
He ain't. He was in radio 11 years ago. But
yeah, exactly. He's a radio.
He was in radio.
He's a radio personality.
Me too.
Local FM radio.
Look at what these assholes do.
Pretty cool too.
Celestial radio.
So they come up to me outside of the mothership, Joe Rogan's Comedy Club, and they're okay. Like, hey, can you get me in the bar?
I know this already.
There's a bar called Mitzi's, which is like exclusive just for comics, yeah. Right? Now, these guys are going down to Austin just trying to do their thing. They're hustling. They're young bucks. They're hustling, doing their thing, and I get it. So they come to me, and they're like, can you get us in Mitzi's? And there's three of them. And I was like, fine, dude, come on, let's go. So the security guards, they have like these fucking jacked ass.
Yeah, they have fucking Terminator eyes.
Navy SEAL Terminator.
No one smiles at you. You're like, these are my friends. And they go, they're clear.
Security goes to them. Clear as day, goes to them, goes, hey, when Lewis leaves, you guys got to go too. Right?
Okay.
So we go, I bring them
in. I respect that.
We're drinking, we're doing our thing. I go to leave. I say goodbye to them individually. I was like, yo, I'm out. Not one of them go, all right, it's time to go. Yeah. They just say, now they're going to put me in a position where I got to bounce them from Rogan's bar.
Fuck.
It's a fucking, it's yeah. a weird, that's you know what I'm saying?
Overstep.
Yeah. You're yeah. overstepping and coming on too strong when you have people that already, hold on, that already like you. We like you, CJ. So why that are you ruining the fact that we like
CJ,
you?
CJ, I don't know you, but I think you fucking ruled.
That was not in the case notes, by the way. That was not disclosed to my side of the litigation. We did not have that case file. We did not have those exhibits over there.
True.
I was on your side until I just heard that story.
I will say we were very cordial. We were great in Mitzi's.
Cordial?
What?
Nobody cordial? Says it that way, you Canadian jackal.
What did you say?
Cordial.
That was
cordial.
Phonetic.
Cornial?
Cordial.
Hey, fuck, bud. I don't know how the fuck to talk on cordial. Here. I'm on the fucking big show, dude.
Cordial. You're embarrassing yourself in front of Tony Ayo.
You goddamn hillbilly. You
should be ashamed of yourself, dude.
Cordial.
Gangsta Bop.
Why do you keep doing that?
What was that? Throw that gangsta.
What are you doing?
Throw that sign again.
Is that not G-Unit? I Googled it.
No. Seat Sniffers?
No, dude. No, that's awesome.
I'm the Seat Sniffers.
I don't know if it's G-Unit, but the fact that it's not G-Unit rules.
That means white power. White power?
Smart guy right
here. Tony Ayo's here.
This is gay.
White power, no. Put that down.
Right there.
I've known Tony Ayo. Since 2005. Uh-huh. I've never seen him do that sign, whatever the fuck he just did.
Why does this G-Unit sign right there?
That's G-Unit. I would assume it's more of like a this or something. It's a one hand.
That's
yeah.
the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen anybody do in my life. That's crazy.
That's the international sign for having sex you're doing.
So is it entitlement or just fucked up seat?
No, see, now
entitlement.
That, now that they snuck into the mothership, that happened before Skankfest, obviously.
It was before Skankfest.
See, you already had a black mark
it's been reaching.
On Lewis's sheet. And that's why you should have really asked before you
and
say,
but you know, I like him. He's a funny comic. He's a good dude. You're just too much hustle for your own good.
That's a big I'm Lewis a
weasel.
Quote.
I agree. I am the Prince Weasel. That Buddy, is
you just made a big list.
Because here's the problem. Here's why I was on your side, right? Skankfest is a bunch of dirty, fucking creepy dudes. And if you're sneaking around to get in, that's what skanks do.
Yeah.
But at the mothership, you put Lewis's name on the line with Rogan.
And we
and
are
that's where you fucked
we
up.
Are nuts deep in the sphere.
You don't understand what it's like to be in the Rogan sphere, dude.
Rogan sphere. We're brand new, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to get us kicked out of the sphere. We're right on the berm.
I'm not
sphere.
Trying to fuck up your sphere shit, guys.
I can't afford my sphere to be fucked right now, dude.
Oh, dude, I can't buy back into the sphere. It's Christmas almost.
I mean,
I'm not getting you out of the sphere. Jay, you're staying in the sphere. We're keeping you in the sphere.
Thank you, CJ.
If it was and Jay, you know this. If it was up to Rebecca, who I co-produced the festival with, CJ would be banned for life. Am I wrong?
Banned for life? Yeah.
Knowing Rebecca.
She's a monster.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do we think is appropriate here, Judge Cypher?
I think
next year he volunteers.
Yeah, I was going to say he has to work skank.
No, he's untrustworthy.
Community service.
CJ, you can't steal from the fucking green room, you piece of shit.
You stole from the green room?
Stop what? Living that do-rag life.
I didn't steal anything from the green room. Nothing. That's crazy. I would never do that.
Did you eat any food in the green room? Because if you did, that was stealing because you weren't supposed to be there.
Was CJ. There food in the green room? You ate some food in the green room?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's food, there's alcohol, there's girls.
Fifth Amendment.
There's cool people.
No, they don't have the Fifth Amendment in Canada, fuckface.
That's true.
We got
it. It's true.
We got the fucking maple syrup amendment, dude. It's good. We're good. Maple syrup amendment.
There is no
Fifth Amendment. Man, I look, he's a comic. He's a comic trying to get on. I don't think you should ban him for life. But he can't go to Skankfest next year.
Wow.
Oh, no. That's crazy, Tony Yayo.
I think that's harsh.
Tony Yayo, that's like saying I can't go to the BET Hip Hop Awards. I need to be there.
Are you going to keep this guy from the BET Hip Hop Awards?
Oh,
Her
no.
performing
no, no,
with
no,
Kendrick
Lamar.
Listen,
how about
listen.
This?
I'm in the jury. I think he should be able to go to next Skankfest. Just get him better tickets next time. Yeah.
Get him better tickets. Tony Yayo, you are on the side tickets, of criminals.
Man. You had him in the nosebleeds, man.
Tony Yayo stands on the side of
he
criminals.
He
want to
be in the pit.
No
says,
matter what.
Tony Yayo, just for the record, his vote is roll the red carpet out.
Yes. When I go to the Skankfest, I don't want fucked up tickets.
Alex, your thoughts?
Hey.
CJ should have to do the naked roast so he could get backstage next year.
Ooh, I love this. CJ.
Yeah.
CJ, you can come to Skankfest only if you do the naked roast on night one.
This is probably illegal to force you to do, but okay.
I refuse this ruling. I demand trial by combat. I want to fight.
Game of Thrones.
Who do you want to fight?
I want to fight Luis J. Gomez on his home turf.
Please do it,
his
fans please do it.
Cheering for him.
Oh, shit.
CJ, here's the thing. I will fight you.
Yes.
You got to go full
tilt. Hold on. If you win, you're cool to stay at Skankfest for the weekend. If you lose, you have to do naked roast that night.
What type of fight?
Boxing.
If he wins?
If he wins, he gets his artist passes.
I agree to fight you at Skankfest next
the fuck
year.
Yeah! Gangster.
He's not going to train at all. He's just going to accept an ass whipping from Lewis. I feel that a million miles away, but I'll watch it.
But then he's going to get his ass kicked and have to do the naked roast.
Oh, you got to get naked also.
But you
yes.
have to do the naked roast if you lose.
He said he accept, though.
He did say
he's
accept
He's thinking
it.
About it now.
No, you said you accept it.
Do you not know how things work? You can't accept it and then rub your chin like you're thinking.
Dude, you can half...
Now he's trying
you
to,
can half jerk off in the bathroom first.
He's trying to appeal. He's trying to appeal right now.
I would take a blue chew and punch my wiener against the wall.
What constitutes a win?
Come on, you can't make me do that. It's fucking too bad.
Well, you have to win, but if you beat Lewis in the fight.
He's not going to beat me in the fight.
Lewis?
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
Okay.
I want to see this.
No, please.
If it goes to decision, they're going to give the king his crown.
Ooh.
How about this?
Fine, I'll have to knock you out then.
How about this? Yes. Lewis has to win by knockout for you to have to do the naked roast.
Stop.
How many minutes?
If it goes a distance, if it goes a distance, you get to stay.
3 3-minute rounds.
Bro, just don't get knocked out. Come on.
You just gotta stay on your feet.
Let's do the weight class.
Every day.
How much you weigh, bro?
CJ's a big boy.
90. Buck 40.
I'm 226 as of this morning.
What is that? Fucking
he's a big boy.
What is that? Kilometers?
Luis J. Gomez, I accept your challenge.
They do use weird math there.
Yeah. 226? You really think he's 226?
How many gigawatts? How many gigawatts tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
6'2". He's a big kid.
I think
just not get knocked out.
No,
all
no,
he has to do is
get
knocked
stopped.
Stopped. Fair. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
How much you weigh?
I'm like 240 right now, but
240?
I'll be in shape. I'll never be a Skankfest fat again. That is my promise to all of the Skanks.
Chris
out there.
Vega got in your dome. I felt so bad.
So who's your money on?
As a fat person. Oh, Lewis. As a fat person. As a fat.
You think Chris Vega got in my dome? Just not mirrors and cameras?
No, I don't know. That was Chris Vega.
It was just Chris Vega.
I felt terrible for you when he said that. I was like, he was like, I'm on mushrooms, and Lewis is fat. I was like, oh. Yeah. I'm like, that would hurt my feelings so much.
Sorry. I'll be back.
I
feel bad for this guy. He got to get knocked out just to go to
Skankfest. Get naked and then get naked that
dude,
night.
Dude, if he gets knocked out,
and
he has to get naked.
Dude, here's the thing about weasels, and he admits he's a weasel. Weasels have small dicks. True or not true?
Yeah,
oh, shit.
That's true.
Absolutely. Oh! He's unfazed.
He didn't answer the question. He just
told you. Yeah.
It's true.
Whenever they bring up small dicks, I'm ripping my t-shirt off.
If you get to see it, you get to see it.
Also, he's not wearing a do-rag like a rapper. He's more like a lady who runs a fucking barbecue place. Everybody all right, loves, they call her Miss Sandra.
CJ, you have your opportunity to get back into Skankfest next year. We will see you next year. Hopefully you train. And we will box on day one. And if you lose, you have to do the naked roast and be humiliated.
And Cypher's the referee.
Bro.
And Cypher will be the referee.
You will.
If I am knocked out. If I am knocked out.
If you're stopped.
Stopped.
Yes.
You have to go the full distance.
Damn it.
Fucking Hulkamania.
God damn it. You're good tank top.
Bro, you got a year to train to go the full distance.
All right. One more time for CJ
Bishop.
I'm
going to fucking win this for Tony Yayo.
CJ, the one.
It's going down.
All right,
that's my walkout.
Skankfest, baby.
Thank you, CJ. I like CJ.
I like that was
these Canadian kids.
Fight.
They can't.
I want to see that fight, man. I got my money on you,
Tony. Come out next year. You'll have so much fun. You'll have more
fun.
Bro. You'll have more fun than you've ever had in your life. I'm telling you.
So judge.
Do your podcast from there.
Yeah, Skankfest. I love it. Let's make some noise for Skankfest. Yeah.
What a fun show.
Me and Cypher referee to fight. I got my money.
Yeah.
I got my money.
But you have to wear that outfit, Cypher. How about a big round of applause for our amazing panel tonight, everybody? Cash. The legend, Tony Yayo.
Woo!
G-Unit. The great.
Good time.
His honor. Cypher Sounds.
Your honor.
Thank you.
We will catch you guys later this week on the Friday Night Hang. Until then, everybody, peace.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.